said, I'm in a very bellicose mood this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
So there are very few people on the planet that get this kind of access. And that is the secret hotline. You might even call it the bat signal, the bat phone.
Of course.
But we have a secret hotline that if certain people feel like, wait a minute, I got something to say, they can call up at any time. So we were going to talk to Tim Kempton at 7:15, but he's such a gamer. He got up early despite landing yesterday morning, or this morning, from the game in San Antonio.
Yo.
Heard Ron Wolfley in the 6:15 beautiful part of the program and said to himself,
uh-oh,
I got something to say.
Uh-oh.
And Tim Kempton at Suns TK, the Suns color analyst, has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. First of all, Tim, before you get to anything with Wolf, I got to know, what time did you guys land? I'm always impressed with NBA's schedule. I know the players are paid well, but the rest of you don't make a killing off of this. And the fact that you've got to do the same travel schedule. When did you land?
Well, it actually wasn't bad. Coming from Texas, we gained an hour coming back, so we landed at about 12:30.
Wow!
Oh boy,
that's impressive.
Yeah, that isn't too bad. But
yeah,
man, it's still in the morning,
isn't it, my brother? Yeah, still in the morning.
Yeah, it was a.m.
So now the floor is yours. You heard Ron Wolfley in the 6:15 beautiful part of the program talking about the Suns 111-86 loss. What say you?
Well, it's more about DeAndre Ayton.
Okay.
Wolf, it's that old saying, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
When was the last time DeAndre Ayton had to go out and put forth a hugely physical, mental effort to dominate the game before he got to the NBA?
Yeah.
Never.
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 The kid is hugely talented, biggest kid on the court ever. He just doesn't know yet how he has to play in the NBA.
Yes.
Now, I'd be disappointed if, we haven't seen it and he hasn't realized that he's evolved to a different level of basketball. But we have seen it at times in the early season.
Yeah, Timmy, and that's why.
Here's another question.
Yeah, but did you listen to what I said? That's why he's going to get it.
He is going to get it.
That's what I said.
One of the amazing things that I've seen with DeAndre Ayton, I don't think he's made a bad play yet this year. He has not forced one shot. Last night he had 12, 11, and 4 assists. He's averaging 2.5 assists. Even though he's not getting touches and he's not, he's not getting 20, 25 shots like some of these other rookies, he's not out there trying to just get numbers.
Timmy,
the kid is playing the game correctly.
Timmy, I understand that, but I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to lower the bar. I'm not going to lower the ceiling for DeAndre Ayton. I'm not going to do it. I'm not. It's how you go about your business. You know this better than anybody. It's how you do it.
I understand that. That's what we're talking about, a kid that is his first year in the NBA that is a big man. He cannot determine how many touches a game he gets. I understand what you're talking about.
No, I don't think you do, Timmy. I honestly don't think you do. I'm talking about watch him on the defensive end of the floor.
Wolf, you and I both know there's a learning curve, and because he was drafted the number one overall pick, his expectations and what we think of him are off the chart. This is his first year playing competitive basketball at any level because of his physical skills and tools. I totally understand what you're saying about him having to play harder, having to be engaged more, but that's something he has to learn because he's never had to do it before.
I understand
he's so supremely talented.
Timmy, I understand that, but you know what? There's a chance, Tim, he doesn't learn it.
There's a chance.
You've seen players like that. I know that you have. I have,
but being around this kid, he's not like that. He is going to get it. He is going to figure it out.
I believe that he is going to get it. That's what I said, because we've seen it. The flashes, the light bulb flicks on and then off, on, then off. All I know is I've played with an awful lot of guys, talented or not, I played with a lot of guys where the light bulb went on and off and on and off and on and off. Not all the time. Some guys got it. Some guys understood what it took. And sometimes the light bulb went on permanently. I'm hoping that's the case for DeAndre Ayton. But right now, Tim, can you say that with certitude, guaranteed, that he's going to learn how to compete and be that guy?
No, I can't, because there's always that chance that
of
he
course.
Doesn't. But seeing him day to day, you know, seeing him in the way he practices and he works out and the kind of individual he is, he wants to get better.
I totally agree.
Wants to get to that point.
And I don't know him the way you know him, but I totally agree.
Exactly.
Just watching.
I understand that.
Here's the fear, though. And if you just tuned in at Suns TK, Tim Kempton, the Suns color analyst, you can hear him right here doing the games with legendary voice Al McCoy on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. And my fear, even though I'm with you, I have this philosophy. I'm going to yell and scream at DeAndre Ayton on the radio. Not that he's listening. He doesn't care about me. But I'm going to be yelling and screaming. But I still have not lowered or to have any ounce of disbelief. Belief in him, but there are very few people that learn to become a competitive person. Not talent is God-given, but I also believe the desire to crush the other person in a game of Trivial Pursuit, in a game of Candyland, in the game of basketball, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. And you know this well, T, there are just guys that hate losing so bad, they'll do whatever it takes to find a way to win within a moral compass. When I watch DeAndre Ayton, I don't see that I hate losing except for about once or twice a month. And I get your point, Tim. Hey, wait, everything's come easy to him. He's got to learn how to compete, but that scares me. I don't want you to learn how to compete. I want you to try and fail. And sometimes I watch him try and post up, and man, does he give up quick if he doesn't get position. Or if the guy boxes him out, up, I didn't get position that time, I'll try again later. No, try right now. Get him out the block right now. Is that easy? Heck no. But do you agree that sometimes he goes, that didn't work out this time, I'll try again later?
Yeah, I do agree. There are some times that he needs to play harder. And the biggest example is the guy coming off the bench behind him.
Oh, yes. Amen. Whoa. Amen.
Rashawn Holmes, if DeAndre Ayton plays as hard as Rashawn Holmes, you know, he's a top five guy.
Yes,
it's over.
And that's what we want.
And Timmy, that's the standard we got to hold him to, right?
No, yeah, exactly. But totally. But make sure you're talking the point also in regards to he has dominated the way he's played his entire life. So that has been learned over the last 18 years, 19 years of him, you know, let's say 10 years of him playing basketball, that he has competed and he has been very successful the way he did it, because there was never anyone over there that could stop him. Now he's finding out that there is a challenge, that he's the one that has to change.
Yeah.
And that may take a little time.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Totally love you, man. Thank you for calling in.
That was good stuff, TK.
Brother. And honestly, you know you've got the bat phone whenever you want.
Absolutely. Call in anytime. And our best to everybody that plays and roots for Clemson, okay?
Oh, man. Well, if you're going to let him do that, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be Notre Dame, Oklahoma.
No way.
All those college football people are going to be crying.
No way. SEC, baby. Good to talk to you. Love you, Tim.
Wait, Notre Dame.
All right, that's it. He's done.